Welcome to Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, where we help parents and coaches instill confidence and success in young athletes.
This is Lisa Cohn. Today on Ultimate Sports Parent Radio and Sports Parents Coach, we're here with Jennifer. She's the mother of an 11-year-old baseball player who's a perfectionist. My brother Patrick, mental game coach, and I will provide some coaching.
Get our new program, The Ultimate Sports Parent, a 14-day plan for kids' success in sports, by visiting the product section of youthsportspsychology.com. You'll learn how much pressure is too much, what to do when kids underperform, how to react to kids' losses, how to deal with difficult coaches, little playing time, and more. Visit youthsportspsychology.com, and while you're there, pick up our free ebook.
Hi, Jennifer. Hi, Patrick.
Hello.
Hi, Jennifer.
So now, let's get a little background. Your son plays, it's baseball that he's mostly a perfectionist in, it sounds like, but he plays some other sports, correct?
That's correct, yes.
And what does he play besides baseball?
Football.
Oh, he plays football. Okay.
Yes.
And can you describe his perfectionist tendencies?
He's afraid of failure. He does not like to make mistakes. He doesn't like attention brought to him. He doesn't want to disappoint people. He doesn't like the pressure of having to be this wonderful athlete. He feels the pressure from himself, from his coaches, from his parents, and actually even from the fans in the stands.
Huh. And you
which
said,
he brought to my attention at one time.
Really? And he doesn't, so he doesn't like, I mean, he doesn't like, is it fair to say he doesn't like playing? I mean, he doesn't like the, being viewed as a good player?
That's what I feel. That's one of the things I feel, yes.
Huh, that's interesting. And so it shows itself, when you say he doesn't like these things, how does it show itself?
Well, in my eyes, it shows by his lack of enthusiasm, but then he will make verbal comments to me. He even made the comment one time, you know, he of course doesn't like when I say anything like good job or if I'm yelling from the stands, you know, good job. Anything like that. He doesn't like that attention. And then when there's parents out there, because he's a, you know, he plays, he's a pitcher and a first baseman and a catcher, so he plays important positions. He bats fourth. He doesn't like when the parents, even in the stands, are putting the pressure on him to excel. And, you know, maybe it might be a game-deciding situation. But he's told me that. He doesn't even like when the parents acknowledge him or say something. Not me as a parent, but I meant like, the you know, the fans in the stands. It's too, he says it's too much pressure on him.
That's interesting. So it's funny because he puts himself in kind of a high pressure situation, but then he doesn't like the pressure.
Right. Yes.
Well, now Patrick, do you have enough background information? You want to jump in here?
Well, I always like to ask parents when I hear situations like these. What have you discussed with him? What have you tried? What has the coach suggested? So from a solution standpoint, what steps have you taken at this point to help him have more fun, enjoy his sport more, deal with some of the perfectionistic tendencies? Or is it something that you've just kind of, you know, put on the back burner, or he doesn't want to talk to you about it at all? Can you give me a little background in terms of what you and the coach have tried with him?
Well, my husband and I are former athletes ourselves and former coaches and coach now actually, but you know, help his teams or our daughter's team. So we are constantly talking to him about ways to deal with certain situations or. For talking to him about it's okay if, you know, you make a mistake. We, you know, give the old cliche, you know, baseball is a game of failure. You know, we're constantly talking to him about all this situations. The irony of it is it doesn't seem that the coaches see what we see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that they and I don't, maybe it's because we as parents know him, you know, obviously better than they do, but they, what they'll do is they'll just, you know, maybe bat him last the next game just because if he didn't perform, which is, I think, is a little tough on him. And they do it because they want to motivate him to play like he normally knows how to play, you know, or hit like he normally knows how to hit. I don't know if they're talking to him, you know, about it's okay, don't worry about it. I don't know because we don't communicate with the team that we put him on just recently. We didn't know them very well enough to communicate with him regarding Dylan, you know, his issues. So on his team, his comfortable team that he is now back on, his team that he's been on for a while, I've discussed in depth with him regarding Dylan's situations, but they don't see what we see.
They don't see some of the challenges that you see. Well, and often it disguises itself for coaches because often highly motivated kids can be perfectionistic, and coaches often love that type of an athlete because they're first to practice, last to leave. They hang on everything the coach says. They're very coachable. They want to learn and get better. So coaches really like that type of an athlete, even if some of the perfectionistic tendencies are getting in the way in a game situation. They like that athlete because of the work ethic and the example they're setting for the other players, the other teammates. And so, you know, coaches are less likely to say, hey, there's some challenges here that we're having, you know, that we need to address, as opposed to the other type of player that really doesn't care, is not really motivated to improve. They're there to just socialize or just have fun. They don't really care about their performance. Coaches are really, you know, enamored with athletes like your child because of their work ethic and because of their coachability.
And I believe that to be true. I mean, because they'll constantly say, well, we know he's just having a bad day today, and it's not a big deal. He'll be back, you know. Or, you know, they'll say, you know, things like that they're not worried about him at all.
So part of it, they reinforce part of the attitude of the hard work, and you just got to work harder. Coaches often can reinforce that because what they do is they reward your son and other athletes that are hard workers. They reward them by openly talking about them to others and using them as an example for hard work. And one of the challenges with perfectionism, don't take this the wrong way, it's almost like perfectionists, I use the example, they're almost like alcoholics.
Right. No, I understand.
In the sense that...
Or addicts.
Addicts.
It's an obsession, yeah.
They don't realize that they think they have a great attitude, and they don't realize that there's a problem with their attitude when it comes to sports. And it's, when I say it's like alcoholism, you have to get them to understand that what they think is a great attitude is really not a great attitude when it comes to performing in game situations. For practice and work ethic, it's great, but for performing in game situations, it's not. So that's the first place that you have to get them to in order to start making changes. Otherwise, he's not going to make any changes. He's getting rewarded for this behavior by the coach, maybe some of the other parents, maybe some of the teammates. He's getting rewarded for the hard work. And there's nothing wrong with the hard work. But he's probably getting more rewards for his work ethic than he is, you know, having challenges within the team for underperformance because he gets so frustrated easily. You understand?
Right, yes.
Okay, so that's one of the first places to start with him. So how has he responded to you? You've tried to work with him, talk about mistakes, or they're just commonplace, they're okay. How has he responded to that, or he's just like, oh, yeah, right. Has he tried to go out and make any changes with that?
Well, no, I mean, he listens because, you know, maybe 2 weeks later he'll go, well, you said, you know, blah, 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 blah. So I know he may not react to it or say anything at the time that we say anything.
Right.
But he will take it in, and he will bring it up a couple of weeks later or another time later. I think a big part of it, because he doesn't like change and because he doesn't like new things and he doesn't like to go anywhere new or do anything new because it's not comfortable for him,
mm-hmm.
that now we have him back on this team that he's been with for 5-6 years, and we're starting a new season that they've just started, and I honestly feel he's going to be back to his comfort zone.
Well, let's talk about some solutions. Let's get into some real solutions that I think you can do with a nut. But
can I just jump in for 1 minute? Is it Patrick? Do you see? I have a perfectionist myself, and he definitely has his comfort zone. Although if you really kick him out of it, he does very well. But you really got to push him.
Just getting him out.
Yeah. What is it about perfectionists that makes them want to stay where they are, Patrick?
Well. The comfort zone is just that. They get comfortable in their routines. And perfectionists are notorious for they don't want to change their equipment. They want to keep the same equipment. They don't want to change their practice routines. They want to keep everything the same. They're very ritualistic in terms of what they do because they feel that by changing any of those routines, that they're somehow going to lose their power or
fail.
Going to mess up. Yeah, or fail.
Yeah, they won't do as well.
To listen to the rest of this audio, visit kidssportspsychology.com.